WZEZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Severe storms hit the Northeast, damaging winds and flooding Thursday night. There were ground stops at airports in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Newark. Hundreds of flights canceled, thousands delayed, and at the peak, over 500,000 customers without power. A teenager struck by lightning in New York Central Park. He's recovering. And now the heat is on for millions. Extreme temperatures for much of the nation, including parts of California, under extreme heat warnings. The White House giving us a timetable on a potential Iran attack plan, saying that President Trump will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
All of this is coming as European leaders are expecting to meet with the Iranians in Geneva. One senior official telling us the president hopes this two-week timeline will, quote, give the Iranians some room to come to their senses. But make no mistake, the president still has this high-stakes decision to make, and he's now given himself a deadline to make it.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. This is ABC News. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy in San Diego touring some of the current air traffic control facilities at San Diego International Airport. Duffy is also touting the sweeping budget bill that the House has passed, saying it sets aside billions to upgrade the nation's air traffic control system and predicts that it would take about 3 to 4 years to complete.
We're using 1970s radar. In that money, we get new radar as well. And we're going to have money to upgrade some of the towers, not all of them, and have a new in-route facility that's going to be funded.
Now, a few weeks ago, this would have been unthinkable, but Newark Airport is now not just the number one on-time airport in the New York City area, but the number one on-time airport in America, among the top 15 largest airports. That data from United Airlines. A month ago, it was dead last because of air traffic control glitches and a closed runway, staffing shortages. Getting that runway reopened apparently made the difference. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matinee on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A great day today at Wrigley Field where the wind was blowing out and the Brewers taking advantage. An 8-7 win from Milwaukee over the Cubs at the friendly confines. 3 home runs today by the crew. Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, and Isaac Collins getting his 4th home run of the season. Drama in the 9th. Closer Trevor McGill on the mound and some very poor calls on some pitches that should have been called strikes. Pat Murphy visibly upset from the dugout. McGill managed to get out of the inning with 1 strikeout and getting the Cubs' Seiya Suzuki to hit into a double play. Trevor McGill with his 16th save of the season. Pat Murphy after the win.
Great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team coming back and breathing down our necks right to the very end. So it gets pretty emotional.
What did you think of the way Trevor specifically responded?
I thought Trevor's been great, man. This guy's underrated. Trevor's been great.
Up next, the Brewers head to Minnesota for a weekend series against the Twins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly cloudy in the overnight and a few showers and storms out there. Light winds and morning lows in the upper 50s. On Friday, showers and storms, especially before lunchtime, some severe, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, to discuss the state of the state's budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Aaron.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on Thursday, June 19th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two of the program, 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison, looking out on State Street right now. Big, white, puffy clouds. Puff Daddy clouds. No, I don't know. There you go. Look at that. The Sam Davidson street cam for those watching on the stream. Bus going down State Street. Well, there's a skateboarder. They like to go down. Some bikers. And, all right, so what the question there was the biker running the red light or the car? Because one of them clearly was running the red light.
I think it was the biker because the cars, we can see their light and it is green.
I'm convinced we're going to, and I hope we don't, but I'm convinced at some point we're going to see a tragedy outside of our window. And then our tape is going to be confiscated for the trial.
Yeah, that would
that's
be
a dark thought to start the second hour. Welcome, everybody. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer, our political editor at Civic Media, founder of the Recombobulation Area. Always a great time when Dan Schaefer stops by, because here's a guy who knows his stuff backwards and forwards, who works his rear end off, bringing people the facts in a great way, and is always insightful, and he's just a lot of fun. He's a real guy, you understand?
Absolutely. So I think I agree with him about Summerfest. He thinks that instead of being 3 weekends, it should go back to being 10 days in a row.
Yeah, I like that, too. I think that's good. You can find all of Dan's work at www. And Zommers reminds me that W's are important. www.therecombobulationarea.news. Therecombobulationarea.news with the three W's in front of it. All right, coming up this hour, a little talk. Got my L.L. Bean Pride shirt on. It is Pride Month, as it turns out, and so happens that I'm a gay person. It's just funny how that works. So we're going to talk a little bit later this hour about the Trump administration. I mean, maybe we'll put a little Taylor Swift when we talk about this. Just being mean.
You know, to do that.
Tammy Baldwin, our U.S. Senator here in Wisconsin, Democratic U.S. Senator, herself happens to be gay. But that has nothing to do with what she did, really. I guess maybe a little bit. But she helped author this great legislation that set up the 988 mental health crisis line that serves everybody, as they say. If you're having major anxiety or depression and thinking about harming yourself, you could call now, thanks to this legislation. You could just pick up your phone and dial 988 or text 988.
and 24/7, 365, and there's somebody on the other end that can help you through this and get some help. Well, there was, it's one of these deals where, you know, push one, you know, for whatever. If you push three, it connected you to someone who is LGBTQ and has gone through that experience. Always better to talk to somebody that's gone through an experience. Well, now Trump has said he's getting rid of option three. They'll still have the 988 line, but get rid of option three. Now, is this real or is this another taco? You know, Trump always chickens out. I think he's just kind of stirring the pot a little bit to get all people like me to start talking about, you know, this ad nauseum. And then you got people like Derek Van Orten and Trump. And they say, oh, look at, you know, all these people, all they do is talk about, you know, gay and trans issues. Well, maybe we wouldn't be talking about them if the MAGA people wouldn't just, not the voters, but the leadership wouldn't do such, you know, boneheaded things like this.
As we've had callers point out, I believe it was L.A. Tom yesterday, the day before, who called in and said that they're just obsessed with bathrooms and sexuality, or they sure make it seem that way.
Yeah. So I'll give you my take on that, and we'll take some calls as well a little bit later. And to go along with that, and if you think, well, you know, I'm straight as an arrow, which is fine, do your own thing. But even if you're straight, it turns out that Trump is coming after you too, because he's cutting at the FDA, a top gene therapy regulator, who are looking at things like, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia. They're close to some of the breakthroughs in some of these things. And he says, we're going after everybody. We're going after health of everybody, not just gay people, but straight people as well. And they're shutting down some of the clinics on HIV research, not just abroad, but also here at home.
That makes sense.
Right? Yeah, no. Of course, obviously sarcastic there. But Lincoln Square, our friends over at Lincoln Square, Joe Trippi, longtime Democratic strategist, wrote a great piece called Are We American Spectators or American Patriots? We'll take a look at that. And my least favorite, Martin, Ken Martin, at the Democratic National Committee, in an article in Politico, this is the headline, Weak, Whiny, and Invisible. Critics of DNC chair Ken Martin savage his tenure. Weak, whiny, and invisible. And that's what his friends are saying about him.
Yikes.
So we'll take a look at that. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that.
This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but there is an opportunity for you to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin. Not just me, your friendly radio host, but you, our friendly radio listener, can have your voice heard all across Wisconsin. Won't cost you a dime. You just dial in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zomers will say hello, he'll put you on hold, and we'll bring you on. All right, the category today, and Zomers informs me we've had a version of this before. It has been snakes versus what?
Before, we had snakes versus skunks.
Snakes versus skunks. And apparently the snake won that round, and so he moves on, he or she moves on to the second round. So today, what's worse, snakes or spiders? Snakes or spiders? And we're not talking about the people up the street at the Capitol. We're talking about creatures that may live under your front porch. What's worse, snakes or spiders? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the old Civic Media app. Don't have it? Well, I think I brought this up before. Have you ever read the great book called The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck?
I have not.
Honestly, I'm not joking around. It's one of my favorite all-time books, The Good Earth. And there's a character in the book called Wang Lung. And he says, and he likes to say, well, and so well, and so snakes or spiders. That is the, but if you don't have the Civic Media app, well, and you need to download it. Not just because we want you to participate in our little dog and pony show here, Snakes versus Spiders, but help yourself out. How, you say? Because tomorrow, call up your friends, your neighbors, get them to listen, because tomorrow it is the return of Free Ticket Friday. Every Friday for the rest of the season, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair, a deuce, that's two, tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game down at AmFam Field in Milwaukee in our beautiful club-level seats. Luke Mathers keeps these tickets in his silicone oil mink leather satchel, and he pulls them out, and he distributes them when we do these contests. So call in tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to do a Free Ticket Friday giveaway. Going to look forward in nervous anticipation to that. So download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, your Apple, Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. And then you just takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, snakes or spiders? 855-752-4842. To the phone lines we go. Mark in the sack. Mark, what's worse, snakes or spiders?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised you're just not playing the old Jim Stafford song, I Don't Like Spiders or Snakes.
Well said.
From back in the day. Neither one of them, I'm not particularly fond of spiders, and snakes don't particularly worry me, unless they're of the venomous variety. I mean, I used to be fascinated by them growing up north. They're, you don't have to worry about any kind of snake at all. I mean, the red racers and the garter snakes, the occasional hognose snake. So I'd vote for spiders that... they just are kind of a creep. Maybe got freaked out by the old giant tarantula movie back when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those old tarantula movies. All right, very good, Mark. Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Snakes or spiders? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, snakes or spiders? You can also text us on the old Civic Media app, like Christy in beautiful Eau Claire, listening on WCFW. The Tap says spiders 100% are worse. Creepy, scary, and there's so many more spiders than there are snakes. Well, that's a great point right there. I mean, well, at least I think we see more spiders than snakes. Cam, listening in Appleton, says spiders easily are worse. Pardon me. They move in ways that our brains process as unnatural, and that's why it spooks us. Oh. Because they kind of go up, down, sideways, I guess. I don't know. Let's see here. What else do we have? Both. Steve in Lodi on WMDX says both are worse. All right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gene in beautiful Eau Claire on WCFW. Gene, snakes or spiders? What's worse?
Well, if you live in the woods and you may have some cracks in your house, you know, if you have an older home... Mm-hmm. Definitely snakes, especially if they come through a crack in the foundation and they're starting to crawl into the... snake.
You sound like someone who's had experience, Gene.
Yes, I did.
The snake got in the house?
Yeah, it was starting to creep its way in. And then when we first bought the house, there were some snakes in the house, I learned later.
Oh, my word. That's freaky.
Yeah, it is.
But now your house is snake-proof? Is that it?
Yep, definitely. But they're hard to keep out because, you know, they got little things like spiders you can spray, I think.
Right.
But with snakes, you know, you have to maybe get some paper that they stick to or something like that.
Kind of
gross. Anyway, thanks very much.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate you listening. Bye-bye. What's worse, snakes or spiders? 855-752-4842. Kurt in Madison on WMDX says, years ago, I had a job selling sites. Cell phone sites. Thank you. In Florida, between the building and the antenna tower, there were always these huge banana spiders. The webs could be as large as 5 feet in diameter. I am happy with snakes.
And now, he sent a picture of those enormous spiders. It is like hand-sized.
It's the size of a palm. Yeah, if I had one of those on me, I would freak the freaking Fresnella out. Absolutely. Dan in White House on AUK says spiders are worse. Had never have a snake drop on my face in the living room. That's a good thing.
Doesn't seem like that would be a very fun experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that's never, well, it probably, yeah, probably not a fun experience. Okay, we'll come on back. Zomers and I will say what's worse, and then we'll get into some serious news of the day. You're listening to an afternoon edition of the Todd Hallball Show on Juneteenth across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snakes.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
She said,
Media Radio Network, 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Thursday, June 19th. Glad to have you along. Zomers dialing up on the board. That's a good one, Zomers. That's a good one.
Thanks, Mark from Prairie to Sac, for recommending Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford.
Very, very good. Great, the great, funny Jim Stafford. What we're right in the middle of what's worse, or wrapping it up, actually. What's worse, snakes or spiders? Snakes or spiders, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Make sure you download the old app, because you can listen to us anywhere that you get cell service or Wi-Fi. That's how they say it in Spanish, not Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi. But the good thing is tomorrow we're giving away Brewers tickets all throughout the day on different programs. And so tune in tomorrow. We're going to give away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. All right, we have Cam in Appleton saying a king cobra chasing you, or a Japanese spider crab galloping towards you in a hallway at 3 a.m. My first question is Cam on meds? and the second question is, I said, well, is it a spider crab, or is it a spider crab galloping, like a spider walk? No, you pulled it up, Somers. This is a spider that's like 3 feet across.
Oh, yeah, it's a crab that looks like a spider because its legs are so long. And yeah, they're very large.
I don't want that. I don't want either one of those chasing me at 3 a.m. not good at all. All right, very good, Kim. So, Zomers, what's worse, snakes or spiders?
This one's difficult for me because I don't really have a problem with either.
Do you really?
And like spiders eat a lot of bugs that are far nastier, for example, like right. mosquitoes and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and say spiders are worse because really? Snakes make better pets and holding snakes is cool, I think. And also because if there are venomous animals of either kind, it is far easier to avoid a venomous snake. Just don't go in the desert or whatever. But venomous spiders could be more common.
I just find this fascinating because there are so many things that you either can't eat or don't like. But spiders and snakes, you're fine. A snake, yep. No problem.
Yeah, my grandma made me kill a snake that was in her garden once, and I was very upset about that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Very traumatic for Summers.
All right, I think that's
great. I'm going to disagree. I don't know why. I think even though we did a show next to a nest of snakes here 3 weeks ago, I still think that snakes are worse. I don't know why. Spiders, it seems like I could take a broom and get rid of them or whatever. But I don't know. Snakes kind of creep me out more. AJ in Madison on WMDX says, spiders, big time or worse. For some reason, they get to me. Ew. All right. Well, that's good. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We appreciate you playing along. We'll have another edition of What's Worse Manana. Tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow's show, our old friend Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten football champion and spent 3 years in the NFL, is going to be here tomorrow. Going to talk a little bit about, he has four boys, he and his lovely wife, Rachel. Going to talk about what you do with the kids in the summer. Brady also has a summer camp coming up a little bit later, give you a little tease on that. And also talking about name, image, and likeness in terms of, is it making players soft? In other words, they're just mollycoddled too much, in my opinion. We'll see what Brady thinks tomorrow. So join us for that. Should be a good show. And I believe our old friend Peter Rapine is on tomorrow as well with another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Week in Review. All right, I want to take a couple of minutes on this. Maybe we'll pick it up after the break here. We'll see. Politico has lots of places have stories on this. But here's Politico's edition. The Trump administration is cutting a program for LGBTQ plus youth from the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. It will end service known as the Press 3 option on July the 17th. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration announced this week. The Trevor Project, a leading LGBTQ plus advocacy group that works with the government to help administer the Press 3 option for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, warned the decision could have grave consequences. Quote, "This is devastating to say the least," unquote. Trevor Project CEO James Black said in a statement yesterday, quote, "Suicide prevention is about people, not politics. The administration's decision to remove a bipartisan, evidence-based service that has effectively supported a high-risk group of young people through their darkest moments is incomprehensible," unquote. In 2024, a survey from the Trevor Project found that nearly 40% of LGBTQ plus youth peoples had, quote, "seriously considered," unquote, suicide in the past year. And half of the survey's respondents reported wanting mental health care in the previous year had not been able to access it. The LGBTQ plus hotline had received roughly, get this, 1.3 million calls since this pilot project in 2022. At least one Republican, Representative Mike Lawler of New York, has come out against this decision. So good for him. At least one, there's one sane Republican in the group. Look, I've been very open about it in this show. Neil Patrick Harris is kind of my role model for what a gay dude should be like, I guess. He likes to say, look, being gay is a part of who I am. It's not who I am. I'm not ashamed being gay. I was very lucky, as I've shared this on this program before. I was very fortunate. I get that. I didn't come out till I was 38. And by that time, when I came out, I'm fortunate that I didn't lose one real friend or family member that ostracized me. I understand that I'm in the minority. And the fact is, that there are all kinds of people in this country, particularly young people, who don't have the support network that I had and who do consider and unfortunately do die by suicide. And the idea that this one little thing that helps so many could be taken away for trite reasons is beyond ridiculous. Well, L.A. is on the phone. We'll go to L.A. Tom next. Don't go anywhere. News, sports, and weather update is next. It's the Tom Allball Show for a Thursday.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
News, I'm Dave Packer. Severe storms hit the Northeast, damaging winds and flooding Thursday night. There were ground stops at airports in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Newark. Hundreds of flights canceled, thousands delayed, and at the peak, over 500,000 customers without power. A teenager struck by lightning in New York Central Park. He's recovering. And now the heat is on for millions. Extreme temperatures for much of the nation, including parts of California, under extreme heat warnings. The White House giving us a timetable on a potential Iran attack plan, saying that President Trump will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
All of this is coming as European leaders are expecting to meet with the Iranians in Geneva. One senior official telling us the president hopes this two-week timeline will, quote, give the Iranians some room to come to their senses. But make no mistake, the president still has this high-stakes decision to make, and he's now given himself a deadline to make it.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. This is ABC News.
The Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A great day today at Wrigley Field where the wind was blowing out and the Brewers taking advantage. An 8-7 win from Milwaukee over the Cubs at the friendly confines. Three home runs today by the crew. Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, and Isaac Collins getting his fourth home run of the season. Drama in the ninth. Closer Trevor McGill on the mound and some very poor calls on some pitches that should have been called strikes. Pat Murphy visibly upset from the dugout. McGill managed to get out of the inning with one strikeout and getting the Cubs' Seiya Suzuki to hit into a double play. Trevor McGill with his 16th save of the season. Pat Murphy after the win.
Great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team coming back and breathing down our necks right to the very end. So it gets pretty emotional.
What did you think of the way Trevor specifically responded?
I thought Trevor's been great, man. This guy's underrated. Trevor's been great.
Up next, the Brewers head to Minnesota for a weekend series against the Twins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for three seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for nine seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly cloudy in the overnight and a few showers and storms out there. Light winds and morning lows in the upper 50s. On Friday, showers and storms, especially before lunchtime, some severe, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area will be here to recap all of the week's news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Be so mean.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour, 3 o'clock on Thursday, June 19th. Well done, Zommers. A little Taylor Swift or Swifties around here. Great song. Apropos for the story we started talking about just before the break, want to finish it up here, or at least kind of continue the discussion. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Article in Politico, you can find it all over. The Trump administration announced yesterday that they are ending part. I want to emphasize this, all right? This is ending a part. I think it's an important part, but part of the 988 system. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat of Madison, is one of the main authors of this bill. It has been remarkable. It set it up so that now anybody, I want to emphasize this, anybody who is feeling a mental health crisis, having thoughts of harming yourself, could call this, text or call 988 at any time, day or night, 24/7, 365, and be in contact with someone to help you talk and work through this through a mental health crisis. It's been tremendously successful, saved a number of lives. There's one portion of this, when you call this number, they'll give you an option to press 3 if you want to be connected to someone in the LGBTQ plus community. And now the Trump administration, for reasons unknown other than just to be mean, has said we're getting rid of that. Trevor Project, a great organization, saying that the LGBTQ plus hotline specifically, that number 3 option, has received roughly 1.3 million calls since its pilot program in 2022. Article says at least one Republican, Representative Mike Lawler of New York, has come out against the decision, saying on X, quote, "This is wrong," unquote. And it goes on to say, according to studies, this is from Lawler. Representative Lawler, Congressman Lawler, a Republican. According to studies, LGBTQ plus youth people have an elevated risk of suicide and are more likely than their peers to attempt it. We should ensure that they have resources necessary to get help. The 988 hotline has been a lifesaver. This decision should be reversed, unquote. And props and kudos to at least one person in the Republican caucus having the guts, the chutzpah, to stand up and say no. I said earlier, I actually think that this is just another one of these taco things. Now it stands for Trump always chickens out. I think they just put this out here to stir people up to some degree. And again, get our attention away from the cuts to Medicaid and Medicare and the budget. But I'm not saying that this isn't important. It clearly is. As someone who's part of the quote unquote community. As I said, I didn't come out until I was 38. I was very fortunate, and I think in the minority, that I had a fairly good experience where I came out. There's a lot of people, the majority, I would say, don't. And this one little thing, I mean, I would say it's pizza money in the U.S. budget, but it's not even that. It's like buying a stick of gum money to the U.S. budget, the amount of money that they put into this hotline specifically for LGBTQ plus kids. And they're getting rid of it, or so they say, for seemingly no other reason to be mean. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Out to Los Angeles we go. L.A. Tom, always a pleasure. What do you got, L.A.?
Yeah, Todd, I never had any negative experiences when I came out either from my peers or people like that. But it really and truly, it's a self-hatred that you go through just from growing up. I have to say, in a state like Wisconsin, I was playing college football at Green Bay and St. Norbert. Mm-hmm. And I ended up calling one of those helplines when I was at the end of my rope. And I talked to him for 8 hours on the phone and talked me off the ledge where I was going to kill myself. Just because of the fact that I didn't feel like I could fit in anywhere. I felt as if I wasn't really homophobic, I was more femophobic, mm-hmm. which goes along with the stereotype of being gay. And I really didn't know where I fit in because I was just a regular, ordinary guy from Wisconsin. And I wasn't, I didn't dictate some of the stereotypes that are out there. So, you know, that's the power that these helplines do have. And actually, it actually drove me to own my own directory, which is glpages.com now, gayandlesbianpages.com that I've owned for 20 years. To actually help people the way that I was helped, you know, through that. And, so it's one of those things where it may have nothing to do with how it is that people respond to you, but just maybe how it is that you feel about yourself, when it truly is a very small portion, and you learn this as you become older. You know, it's really no difference than a person being left-handed or right-handed mm-hmm. in terms of just being an orientation that's there. And years ago, they used to, force kids to use their right hand in the desk. They would not allow kids to be left-handed. As time went on, they became left-handed anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things where we don't need more negativity or our peers or people that we look up to, make us feel worse about ourselves than we already do. We don't have the abilities to fight back on that when we're younger.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if J.D. Vance is going to be able to call now when he has to call Peter Thiel, to be the sugar daddy, to get what he needs. And I hope all Republicans realize that there's so much money coming from the gay community through Peter Thiel that actually got J.D. Vance in the position that he is.
I think the vice president spends a lot of time at Ashley Furniture, if you know what I mean. So, there's that. Ellie, number one, I thank you for being open and transparent and sharing your story. I'm very sorry you went through that, but very thankful that that helpline was there. And thank you for sharing that firsthand account story, because I think that at the end of the day, Ellie, I think that's more of what we need. You can agree or disagree with me, but I think we just, regardless of our orientation or anything else, just ask each other thoughtfully every now and again, not all the time, but just, how are you? And people say, well, I'm fine. No. Like, how are you right now? I know there's a lot of crap going on, but how are you? I think the more we care about each other and just show kindness, that goes so far into breaking down barriers, in my opinion.
I think another thing that people don't realize that for the gay person that holds in the secret like you did for 38 years, it's really about being honest with the people that you love.
Yes.
Because once you actually come out to them, then you know what, you really don't even, it's not as much of a burden.
Right.
But I don't like the fact that I went my whole life where I was lying to people when I was very, very open about everything in my life. But this one little tiny thing, again, like I said, it kind of brought about negative stereotypes of being a flamboyant, gay person.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Just that it wasn't who I was.
As Jerry Seinfeld said, not that there's anything wrong with that. I just love this discussion, but I'm just curious what your journey was like. For me, it wasn't so much about, like,
I was embarrassed to be gay. I think for me it was I didn't want anything to change. I didn't want people to treat me any different. I didn't want, you know, I wanted to be, people to be goofy. And I mean, I'm the kind of guy that makes jokes about everything. So, you know, I wanted to be able to make jokes about it, whatever. I just didn't want anything to change in my situation. That's what scared me the most, that when I would come out, the people would somehow want to, like, walk on eggshells around me or whatever. And that's what held me back for a number of years. How about you?
No, for me, it was more, my dad was a head football coach for years. My brother was a big hunter and fisherman. And I just thought I was, you know, I'm going to use the word for my own personal self. I just thought I was a big ass because of the fact that, you know, I didn't like hunting and fishing. But yet I excelled in sports. And I, you know, was, as people know in Wisconsin, I was all state. I was on the Shrine Game. I, you know, excelled in college football. I did all of that. So I hit the pinnacles of the different things. I just did not want to be looked at as when I walked into a room that everyone thought, oh, here's the gay guy.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's what I didn't want. And I heard, you know, being someone that is not as stereotypically driven, I heard a lot of my, you know, friends talk about other gay people around me. And it was like, wow, I don't want to come out if they're going to be saying that about them. I mean, you know, there's an old saying that says that for people that are really against gay people, just remember you're potentially putting a nail in your own child's coffin by speaking the way that you speak or doing the things that you do on an everyday basis. And again, I would speak to those people, unfortunately, that are closeted in the Republican Party. I'm going to use that because, honestly, they must have heard something or along the lines that there was something wrong with people that were like that. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they're now legislating against the very people that they actually have this orientation and comment in common with.
Right.
So I just want people to just realize that, you know, I love everybody. We're all human beings. We all bleed the same red blood. There's no reason to be, you know, treat people differently. And I do think that that's part of what, you know, all of this is about the schools and stuff, which is really a Christian way of looking at things, which is be good to everyone.
Right.
What the hell?
I mean, just be nice to everybody, Thanks, L.A. I always appreciate your call, but always appreciate your willingness to be transparent and have these discussions on this topic with you. I really appreciate that. I'm a big believer. I mean, I've had people tell me that have listened to this program over the last, look, it's going to be 3 years this fall. I can't believe it. But very thankful for that opportunity. And people have told me directly, people have told members of my family that they listen to my story, your story, these honest discussions on this program about sexuality and being gay, and it's helped them or helped their kid or a different perspective. And that to me is why we're here every day, is just to have really good, honest discussions and to bring an understanding to one another. Because like L.A. said, at the end of the day, we all bleed the same red blood. We all cry the same tears. And I think that too often, it's exactly like L.A. said, that people have stereotypes, stigmas in their head of what a gay person or a trans person or whatever it might be. And it turns out that they're CEOs and they're football players and they're basketball players. And they're bakers and they're cooks and they're radio hosts. It's like anything else in life. And a lot of times, even some of the most, I'll use the word misguided people, that bring stigma and stereotype, when they find out that a friend or a family member happens to be LGBTQ+, like, oh my gosh, I hope I didn't say anything that offended you. Well, I didn't mean you. And I think that too often people rush to judge those folks. It's just that they have an understanding and a personal relationship with you. And the key is helping folks understand that everybody out there who happens to be gay has those same relationships. Just look at each other, love each other, and don't be so mean.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, or as it turns out, James Kelly. I think the WCFW, the TAP, is a CBS affiliate, but right now it's just James Kelly, which there's nothing wrong with James Kelly. We love James Kelly. So you get ABC, CBS, or if you're in the Eau Claire market, James Kelly at the top of the hour, and then a weather update with the lovely and talented Brittany Merlot, and then our great sports reporter Mike Clemens, who's also lovely and talented, with a sports update. Brewers trying to get a win against the Cubbies. They got rained out last night. And so now, and my friends Kurt and Florcy are down there at this game. I have not received an update yet from Kurt and Florcy, but we'll see. They invited me. By the way, here's my dedication to you, the listening audience. I could have been gone today. They offered me rooftop tickets. So those, whoa, one of those roof things at Wrigley Field. They offered me rooftop tickets to go with them today, but I said no. I have to be here to engage my listening audience, and also it's the sweep period, so I can't go. But here now I'm looking at my WhatsApp from Wrigley Field, and they are gorgeous seats. There's Kurt and Florcy having a hot dog with only mustard. So they're
no relish.
They're following the Chicago rules down there.
Or at least one of the Chicago rules that you don't put ketchup
on. And a beer. So I hope the Brewers get a win down there against the Cubbies. Listen on all the Brewers radio network stations on Civic Media. So after we have a sports report from Clemens, then it's the Maggie Dawn Show across Wisconsin from 4 until 6. And then Pete Schwabba brings in a six-pack and gets loaded on the air. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba every evening. It's like listening to Schwabba is like having a six-pack every night. It loosens you up, and it's fun and games.
No hangover.
No, that's right. Listen to Schwabba instead of a six-pack, and you won't have a hangover. So there you go. That's the old docket for today. Should be great. Brady Ewing in tomorrow. That'll be great as well. Before we go, it's time for a My Least Favorite Martin update. Direct from the DNC, where they're roasting the hog. It's time for my least favorite. That's the music from the old TV show, My Favorite Martian. And so I turned it around. I called this segment My Least Favorite Martin. This from Politico. 4.5 months after the Democratic National Committee chair pledged to focus on fighting Donald Trump, Ken, my least favorite Martin's short tenure leading the organization, has been engulfed by bitter fighting. Even longtime party insiders are getting impatient. Rahm Emanuel, President Barack Obama's first White House chief of staff, said the committee is floundering. Quote, we're in the most serious existential crisis with Donald Trump both home and abroad, and with the biggest political opportunity in a decade, Emanuel said. And the DNC has spent 6 months on a firing squad in the circle and can't even fire a shot out. And Trump's world is a target-rich environment, unquote. Moving down to the story from Politico, but some Democrats worry the DNC is struggling to hold its own coalition together, let alone expand its appeal. The expressed frustration over the DNC's breakup with the American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten and AFSCME President Lee Saunders, who between them represent millions of members, as the latest sign of a widening gap between party leadership and the labor movement, a once core part of the Democratic coalition. Moving forward in the story on Politico, some Democratic lawmakers have gone public with their complaints that the DNC's infighting has distracted from the party's larger goals. Representative Mark Pocan, Democrat of Madison, Wisconsin, grumbled on the social media platform X that he would, quote, love to have a day go by, unquote, without the DNC doing, quote, something embarrassing and off message, unquote. Other Democrats cited what they believed or described as Martin's ham-handed approach to the DNC's influential Rules and Bylaws Committee. I'm going to summarize because we're running out of time. Basically, Ken Martin got rid of most of the people on the major committee that had supported Ben Wickler, the Wisconsin Democratic Party chairman. So this guy is he's cleaning house. Ken Martin is getting rid of Ben Wickler's supporters, and nobody seems to be happy about this. At the top of the list of recent party obsessions, Hogg has vowed to fund the primary challenges to sitting Democrats. This is David Hogg, young guy, who said he was going to spend $20 million from his own PAC to take out Democrats that were too long in the tooth or weren't progressive enough. Martin's fought him. Martin's allies said Hogg, not the DNC chairman, is to blame for distracting the party. But even some of Martin's supporters have second-guessed his role in the drama, saying he should have forced Hogg out earlier, pointing to the fact that the young activist fundraised off of the fight with the party leadership with digital ads that included the tagline, quote, the old guard is pissed at me. Fight back, unquote. According to a screenshot shared with Politico. Now look, I'm somebody, a former Republican, who wants to see Democrats do well, because I think they're the only major party that still supports democracy, small d. But they got to get their crap together.
You know, I think Tom and Jackson puts it well. He says, Ken equals lost opportunity. Bring Ben back.
Yes. BBB. Bring Ben back. I'm all for it. As Flynn said, get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler. All right, great show today. Appreciate Dan Schaefer. Zomer, as always, does a great job. And to all of you, the listening audience, the key to the show today was listening to show tunes before I started. I kid you not. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, if the water don't rise. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has set a new timeline for any potential U.S. action on Iran, which continues to exchange missile attacks with Israel. The White House says the president will make a decision within the next 2 weeks. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
According to a source, the president is troubled by the deep divisions in his own party about what he should do, hold out for negotiations or join the attack. One key ally who's been urging restraint, Steve Bannon, spotted at the White House. One source telling us Trump is trying to psych himself up, convince himself that whatever he ultimately decides to do is warranted.
An appeals court Thursday allowing President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to Los Angeles following protests over immigration raids. Hurricane Eric slamming Mexico's Pacific coast as a powerful Category 3 storm. It's the first hurricane to hit Mexico this year. This is ABC News. More